This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it a Free Talk Live, and we welcome you. It's Mark with you.
And Angie.
Jay is running a little late, but he'll get in here in the near future. But Angie, you brought in some show prep. It's one of these things that's near and dear to my heart, or at least somewhere near my heart. And it's men and vasectomies.
Yes, men and vasectomies, because women are usually the ones that take care of this end of their relationship.
Right.
They prevent most of the time the pregnancies, the unwanted children.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't men do it?
The costs, I would say the short answer to that is the costs to having children is higher to women than it is to men, right?
Absolutely.
Like they, you know, so therefore, it sort of ends up that way. Like when it comes to cleaning the bedroom, my wife's threshold for what is messy is higher or lower, depending on how you describe it, than mine is.
Oh, of course.
So I can sleep, whatever, it's fine. It hasn't been a week since we changed the sheets. 10 days is okay. Right? Like, not for her, for me. And thus, that means that she ends up having to shoulder the burden because,
yep,
you know, it's either clean it up or have me clean it up, which is probably nearly as much work. This is what they call emotional labor in the feminist movements. So, nonetheless, I think that's the reason for it. I think, however, that a vasectomy is a really easy form of birth control.
Oh, I can't disagree. Women, if they get their tubes tied, it's very invasive.
Right. Well, it's an operation,
yeah,
and women die from,
absolutely,
know,
and then there's tubal pregnancy, ligation. And yep, then, I mean, there's all kinds of complications. And from what I've heard, I don't know, a vasectomy is an outpatient surgery. You go in,
I've
take
had
care
it
of it, and then you go and sit on a donut.
Right. So, I didn't even have the donut. So what happened for me? I'll give you the short story. I can't remember how many years ago this was, but I guess it was shortly after my son was born. He's 11.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some idea there. So we'll call it 10 and a half years ago. And I was here in Keene, New Hampshire, right where we are. We're doing the studio in the studios here, Keene, New Hampshire. And I went to the doctor's office. I know approximately where it is. I've only been there once, not high. And they told me, you know, yeah, we get you scheduled, and here's a script for two. I think it was these minor drugs. I think it was a Vicodin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't something really totally fancy.
Okay.
The kind of thing that that party girls take for the week, you know, just to start their,
yep,
weekend off. I this thing put me out. Right? Like, so I take it beforehand like I'm supposed to. I show up at the office. I think they may have had me take something else there to make sure I didn't do anything. I don't remember any of it. I remember being in a room like, something's happening or something. And, I don't have positive or negative feelings about it because I have no feelings about it.
Yeah.
I barely remember what happened. Here's what I remember. I remember going to the office, and I remember my father-in-law taking me to Kentucky Fried Chicken afterwards, and that I said, this is the best chicken I've ever had in my life. Right? Okay. So this is what it, I mean, that's the sum total of my experience in the operation. After that, there's swelling, gentlemen, for about 3 days.
Okay.
And
swelling to uncomfortable to put your clothes on, or swelling?
Now,
okay.
I worked from home. So maybe you would have to, maybe you could look at more comfortable pants for,
yep,
work that day or something. I'm not entirely sure. Everybody's life's different.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just had some, my wife made sure that I had some ice to, you know, try to take care of some swelling or whatever. I'm terrible about ice. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm probably completely wrong here. And everybody out there that works in the medical field's like, yeah, you're an idiot. But whatever, I don't like ice. So, I'll sit on it, but I won't sit on the right way. And all this stuff happens.
Yep.
And, there was certainly swelling, and then the swelling went down after about 3 days, and life was almost entirely back to normal by day five.
Okay.
And I can't remember exactly, but it was like somewhere 3 weeks out or a month out, I had to provide a specimen.
Yep.
First time I've ever been encouraged by my wife to provide this particular type of specimen. Go on in there and take care of this. Like, no help. And
you're on your own, buddy.
Right. All right. Well, I am an expert. So I provide the specimen, and they test the specimen to make sure that the operation took. Up until that point, we had to use condoms, which mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how much that bothers me. But nonetheless, we had to do that. And then after the specimen was tested and we got the results back that there were no swimmers, no live swimmers, that we could go back to, that we could go to, you know, sort
unprotected,
of what we were hoping for. Yeah. Right. Unprotected sex. And my, you know, sitting here 10 years out, I think that it makes a man, you know, more attractive. Because there's none of this figure in whether or not this thing happened or that thing happened.
Yep.
Did I take this pill?
Am I ovulating?
Right.
Yeah.
There's none of that calculation going in to the whole scenario. So, you know, that's good. It's one fewer thing to keep you from having the sex that you want to have. So I'm supportive. Now, if you think you want to have more children, obviously this is going to be a complication, but.
And you guys were certain. You were done. You were like, okay.
I was absolutely certain. I probably would have been able to be talked into a vasectomy before that.
Okay.
It was about $600 10 years ago. I'm going to presume that it's hasn't gone up too much. But
I think the price that we were quoted was like a grand.
Okay.
So not terrible.
All right. And, you know, when you start comparing a grand to child support payments.
Or the care of a child.
Or any of those things.
Yeah.
But even all the healthcare checks and the prescriptions and going mm-hmm. to the store and all those things, I think it evens out pretty quickly at about 3 years. And, you know, I'm supportive of a vasectomy generally. You have to know that you don't want to have any more children, but, you know, I was never really a big proponent of having children in the first place. My wife demanded children, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll do that. And I think it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Life has been good mm-hmm. as a result, but that's what she wanted, and that's what we did. And then afterwards, she didn't care anymore, so I'm like, okay, that's time for that vasectomy we're talking about. So I was for it, and I have friends who have them, and I just don't hear anything about negative effects. I know that some people think that there'll be a hormonal effect, and there's not.
Okay, that's good to know.
So sex drive isn't decreased in any way, you know, other than getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only hormonal effects I've had, but they don't seem to. I don't believe them to be in any way different than anything else. So.
And when women go on birth control, they have their tubes tied. There's huge hormonal effects.
Right. Right, so you've got hormonal effects in attitude,
mm-hmm.
and they're gaining weight, and they're, right, like, do you want the pills that make your, you know, significant other uglier, or do you want to do the thing that just makes you more attractive?
Yeah, or you have to use a condom as your option.
Right.
Well, the article that I pulled up today was from the New York Times, and it just goes on and talks about men and not wanting to get vasectomies.
Yeah.
It starts off with that March is March Madness. Because most men schedule their vasectomies then so that they can sit on the couch with a bag of bees on that area and watch the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
I hadn't considered the notion, but I can see why. It's going on the whole month, you know, daytime, nighttime, all that stuff.
It gives them that excuse to stay out of work and sit on the couch and watch basketball.
Yep, gotcha.
Continues, it says, let me explain. Every year, men schedule their vasectomies in conjunction with the NCAA men's basketball tournament so they can watch the games while recovering on the couch. In fact, at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, so many men sign up for vasectomies during March Madness that appointments reach max capacity, said Dr. Tobias, a urologist and men's health expert at the medical center who has observed the phenomenon ever since he was attending the physicians a decade ago.
So, even though a study last year found a peak in the number of vasectomies during March, and also at the end of the year during the holidays.
During the holidays.
Right. Most men in this country don't opt for sterilization. They rely on their female partners to prevent pregnancy.
Yes. There you go. And it's up to
the
women.
How do you feel about that? I mean, you've had at least one male partner that I know of.
Yes, and I am not a big proponent of condoms. I don't like taking birth control because it makes me crazy.
What don't you like about condoms?
I don't like the feeling.
Okay.
I would prefer skin-to-skin contact.
Gotcha. And you know, birth control makes you grumpy.
I gain weight. I'm ill. I'm get acne. It's horrible.
Right. The whole deal.
Yes.
Everything that goes with taking birth control. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about, we're talking about vasectomies. And I guess their relationship to March Madness. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And The New York Times here is drawing the conclusion that because vasectomies go up during March, that somehow that's related to March Madness. And I'm not entirely, I don't entirely disagree with them, but I don't entirely agree with them either. I mean, you know,
well, March Madness would be like, I don't know, Fork Fest for us.
Yeah, sure.
You know, for most normies. I mean, I can't just understand sitting there watching sports ball for, you know, other than it's like if my little brother or sister is playing, that's about the only sports ball I'm into.
And yelling at the TV for your team, that drives me crazy when people do that.
Yeah, I don't yell at TV for any reason. I don't even have a TV to yell at.
Why don't you explain to people what Fork Fest is?
Well, Fork Fest is going to be a gathering of libertarian-minded folks at Rogers Campground up in Lancaster, New Hampshire. So if you'd like to maybe make your own steel bottle opener, you want to have your kids come and make a little coat hook, they can do that. And for some of the teenage kids, they can make a more complex coat hook.
That's the thing you're doing, man camp.
And yes,
Fork Fest is just a camping event, and there's a bunch of people doing a bunch of different things because, you know, these people that go up there are active, and, you know, they want to do different things. I'm sure people will be doing sports stuff, too.
So, well, yeah, they'll have, like, some...
swimming and, you know...
That cornhole thing will be out there. I don't really call that a sport, but...
No, hiking.
I'll be working out.
right. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th to June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other like-minded liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning on an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And the thing about this is ForkFest is interesting is the fact that it is totally decentralized. So it is an excellent experiment how, you know, people can just, from all over the place, can just get together and have a good time without anybody, you know, regulating it or controlling it or scheduling it. And I'm going to have a little schedule for my thing, and Alt Expo's got a little schedule for their thing they're doing. And there's all kinds of fun things going on. Get on that ForkFest chat on Telegram if you have any interest at all, and just go through and read the stuff. There's great stuff going on.
So, Angie, continue here with this article where the New York Times is talking about vasectomies and March Madness. And I see here that we just sort of stopped at and we're talking about men and relying on their female partners to prevent the pregnancies most of the time. And yep. That doesn't always go the way you want, gentlemen.
No.
You want a job done, right?
Do it yourself.
You got to do it yourself.
In the United States, female sterilization is twice as prevalent as vasectomies, according to the 2015 estimates from the United Nations.
So you're saying that tubal ligations are twice as common as a vasectomy?
That's correct.
I'm really stunned at that. A tubal ligation is a much more invasive operation.
Right.
And has far more dangers to. You're talking about, you know, a being with internal sex organs getting their abdomen cut open through the wall of abdominal muscles, right? You know, cut through the abdominal muscles in such a fashion that they're going in and then they're tying the tubes and...
Now, a lot of times when they have this procedure done, they do it in conjunction with, like, a cesarean. So they're having a baby.
Right.
They're cutting open them anyway. So they say, oh, well, we can tie your tubes. So it's everything's already open.
Yeah, so with a cesarean, they're becoming much more common for a variety of reasons. Some good, some bad, right? Like, cesareans aren't as dangerous of an operation as they used to be. But also, doctors are kind of planning their vacations around their...
Yes.
Pregnancy, so they're cutting women open rather than letting natural childbirth
occur. Not even trained on delivering breached babies anymore.
That seems bad.
Yes, that's what they told me when I had my second child was that, oh, well, we're not trained to deliver breached babies, so we have to deliver him by cesarean.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised at that, but, you know, I'm surprised at a lot of things in life.
Well, you know, those Caesareans, you know, they pay for a lot of things, you know. It's a possibly a nice car payment for the doctor, and, you know, I'm sure it's like an emergency thing, so it's even worth more than, you know, the idea is to, you know, extract all you can, you know, out of any particular service in most industries, and since we have this highly regulated, you know, medical industry, you know, just charging the absolute max for whatever thing, you know, $100 aspirin, you know, whatever. This is why I guess a birth can cost like $25,000 or $30,000 if,
easily,
you know, things happen. Maybe $50,000 if you have a C-section, right?
So I guess that's where these tubal ligations come into play. It's like, hey, we got you under. And a lot of women can plan ahead on C-sections because once you've had one, then you have to have them.
No, well, that is not correct. Well, I had one, but I did not have one with my last child.
But you had to fight the doctor over it.
No, they say that if you have not had a C-section for 2 years, okay, that you are safe to deliver vaginally.
Excellent. Maybe that was just the old school way
probably,
of describing it.
Probably, because I thought it would split and there would be issues.
I'm just going to go ahead and say you know more about giving birth than I do. And you know, when these ladies, you know, have had a chance to think about it, and they're like, oh, do I want that tubal ligation? Maybe I do. I can see that part, whereas, but, you know, as far as the vasectomy went, more or less, it cost me one day of work.
Now, how hard is it to reverse a vasectomy?
I think they're probably, I guess it's probably easier to reverse a vasectomy than it is to reverse a tubal ligation, simply because you're still talking about external sex organs.
Okay.
You know, but my understanding of the numbers when I got it done was it was like $600 and something, so $700 to get my vasectomy, and going to be something like $12,000 to get it undone.
Oh, goodness.
So it's not the kind of thing you don't want to do this as okay. a temporary form of birth control.
Right.
And it's quite possible that it, you know, they just can't do it. Scar tissue would build up and those kind of yep. things.
I got a friend about 4 years ago, and he said he had to kick in $8,000 to get his vasectomy
undone.
Reversed.
Yep.
And it was successful. He had a
good.
Kid. I think actually two kids.
Okay.
And there was like insurance covered an amount of it.
Oh, really?
And so it was probably like $10,000 or $12,000 or something. But he okay. had to kick in, you know, pretty sure he told me $8,000 or something. I don't remember, but it worked for him.
Yeah. The other thing that you can consider is that if you think you might want to have children, there's a couple of options for you besides trying to reverse a vasectomy.
Yeah.
There's the option of putting some sperm in a sperm bank. These places exist.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be close to you, but they exist. You know, I generally men are carrying sperm around with them, but once you you know, cut the tubes, then they're, you know, they're not as accessible as they were. So, and there's also adoption. Lots of kids in the world need places
Absolutely.
To live.
But that's like, so expensive.
There's some kids that aren't expensive, but they're often troubled. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's accusation that he's engaging in a cover-up.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
The president speaking at the White House on Wednesday, making his remarks after Pelosi and other top Democrats came to the White House for a scheduled meeting on infrastructure. Prosecutors in Manhattan are filing new charges against former attorney Michael Avenatti. The high-profile lawyer is accused of stealing money tied to a book advance from one of his former clients. Avenatti is also indicted on extortion charges on Wednesday for his alleged attempt to extract more than $20 million from Nike. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a newly designed $20 bill featuring Harriet Tubman will not be coming out until the year 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're listening to Free Talk Live, well, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or 1,900 and 2,200 hours Eastern Time, wherever you are, you can call into Free Talk Live and talk about whatever you want. Now, you may be listening in a delayed broadcast mode or whatever is going on, but we're here for you in those time frames. The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about vasectomies and just sort of everything that goes around that. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. Guys, before we go on, I want to get Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so it's good news. You know, Sandia Lab,
what?
Nuclear group. The Sandia Labs in New Mexico, they're
not
like
familiar with it.
Nuclear bomb people. You know, we're...
Is that like the last Los Alamos underground laboratory?
Los Alamos, Sandia Labs. That's right. They're the one that developed nuclear bombs. They're
yeah, I have an uncle that used to work there.
I'm familiar with the place, Los Alamos.
Well, they're going to hire 1,900 more new workers.
How far is that from a populated area?
I really don't know the geographics. Maybe like 50 miles from Albuquerque or something.
Okay.
Sandia. Okay. So, your uncle knows your worker. Your uncle's work there, so they develop bombs, right? That's their major focus, right?
Yeah. He's a actually an electrical engineer. Well, he'd be my grandmother's brother, so he's like my second uncle. So he's.
I think he's your great uncle, grandmother's brother.
Yeah, great uncle, maybe. Yeah, he's like 77 right now, but Two summers ago, we hung out with him for a few days, and he was telling us all about it. And, you know, he's been retired for like 15 years.
Well, you know something? I just hope that we could get our red light cameras back here in Albuquerque.
How did you manage to couple these two things?
Well, because they're brainy people. These are engineers that got these jobs. The more brain that we keep instead of brain, we always get this brain. All the college people, they just leave out of our state.
But won't engineers be more likely to look at the statistics behind red light cameras and see that they cause more traffic accidents than they solve and thus not want them?
Well, I just think that we will have better traffic safety if we have more brainy people. And plus,
that's probably true.
I
think that people might make better decisions if they have a higher IQ or something like that. I don't know. I don't work with engineers.
That's great. And also, we have a Cold War. So they're afraid of the two nuclear jets in Venezuela, right? And then
I don't know anything about nuclear jets.
The Russians building up their bomb. They're known to have nuclear bomb weapons, so they want to build up ours.
Venezuela needs nuclear bombs so they don't get the crap bombed out of them by the U.S. I mean, that's about the only deterrent that any nation has, because the bully is the United States, you know, military enforcing the basically the might and wealth and you know, value of the U.S. dollar via bombing campaigns. And, well, if you got a nuclear bomb and you might be able to retaliate, best I can tell is the United States doesn't drop bombs with other countries that have or claim to have nuclear bombs at this point.
Yeah, I don't think that that's happened historically. The United States hasn't invaded or used military force against any place that has a nuclear weapon. I'm not saying I want Venezuela to have them, but I'll bet if Russia already has them, and then they could just stage them in that location, I guess. Sarah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Angie, let's go back to this article about vasectomies.
Sure.
It's less radioactive.
It was from the New York Times, and it talks about how the female sterilization is twice as prevalent as a vasectomy. It says that it's a blend of cost, misconceptions, and fears about the procedure, and cultural expectations about what truly defines a man.
So cost, I can kind of see it. It's not like there's $1,000 laying around in most houses, and I don't know what the payment plans many urologists have.
I would imagine not any.
I don't know. I mean,
I wonder if it's kind of like dental work. Can you go to Mexico and get it done cheaper, including the plane flight?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably. You know? Especially if you're going to Mexico, you know.
That'd be a real cool place to recover, sitting on a beach, you know, sipping margaritas or something.
I've heard great things about Mexico and their medical field from an RN that's local here in Keene.
It seems like it might have a plus to it. There's no doubt. And there's places in the United States where these procedures would be less costly rather than more.
Sure.
You know, so.
But $1,000 is not a lot when you think about how much it costs to raise a child.
Right. If you're doing the planning in your head, yes, it makes sense. I'm just saying that the average person isn't sitting around with a grand, and if they do happen to have a grand, because I think it's, 40% of households can't put their hands on $400, and 60% can't put their hands on $1,000.
Is it really that high?
Yeah. And that means that you're then, if you can put your hands at $1,000, what are you going to plan for?
Yes.
Because do I want to spend the $1,000 on, you know, a vacation, or do I want to spend it on the vasectomy? And in the case of the Mexico thing, you could do both.
There you go. That's an option.
And whereas, it's allocation of funds and, I can't remember what the economic term for that is, but you just got to decide what you want to do with your money at any given time.
People like instant gratification.
Well, there's some there's pretty close to instant gratification with this one, because you could stop using condoms, which is pretty nice.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Mexico options for vasectomy. I just Googled vasectomy in Mexico,
and people
places, click here to get a free quote from $1,000. We have 200 hospital beds, you know. There's all kinds of places. There's options.
Things to look at.
They go on and talk to a gentleman named Chris Lopez, 34, a father of three boys in Suffolk, Virginia, said even though he and his wife are not planning to have more children, he is against the idea of getting a vasectomy.
Okay, why?
If I couldn't produce kids for some medical reason or biological reason, I know for a fact it would make me feel not good about myself, he said. For Mr. Lopez, the ability to rear children is tied to his beliefs in masculinity. A man is many things, he said. Strong, brave, a good dancer.
Oh, well, that's positive.
But also... But
gentlemen, if you can dance well, you know, go to dance classes.
He's supposed to be able to have kids if that's what he wants.
Okay. Kids are an economic burden in a modern society. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't love my children. I love other people's children, too. It's just that, you know, the next one to come along, not interested in it.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about it. I guess it's, you gotta plan ahead, people. If you don't want a kid, don't have a kid.
For Mr. Lopez, oh, here we go. Then there are the practical considerations, he added. Looking ahead 20 years, will he and his wife still be married? Will she even be alive?
Well, I don't know if she'll be alive or if they'll be married, but what does he need to, like, is this the idea that maybe I'll have to start, you know, the show, the family, the sequel? Family 2, the sequel.
Part 2.
I guess that could be a possibility, but if I don't know how it is for the rest of the folks, but I've done this one time. I'm not getting married again.
I agree.
I don't need to.
Yes. One time is enough.
There's lots of options out there. Marriage, to my mind, really is about kid production from the standpoint of practicality.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what do you need to get married for otherwise? You could do it if you want. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but that's, you know, kind of what it's all about. Take the name. You have the kids. That way the kids have the same name, you know.
Have a great party. Invite all your friends. Your family gets to meet your, you know, significant other. And,
you could do that anyway.
You know, and that's what we did. And, yeah. You know, we had a love celebration.
And you don't have to ask the state for their permission.
No, I didn't.
For that.
Right.
Mr. Lopez says, maybe I meet a younger woman or something like that, and she wants to have kids, and then I can't give that to her. What then? He asks.
Yeah, the slim chance that she's going to be going for this, you know, slowly aging father figure with the kid. Yeah,
lots of child support payments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why you get married, to limit those possibilities. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you tonight.
Jay.
And Angie.
Talking about vasectomies. But first, let's talk about Bitcoin.com. They're your premier resource for everything that's related to cryptocurrencies. If you're seeing this crypto run, you think maybe this is it. Maybe this is the big one and it's headed on up. Well, and you want to get in and you want to find out more, go to Bitcoin.com. They have one of the most downloaded wallets on the planet is available at Bitcoin.com. That's an app for your phone where you can put your cryptocurrencies, be it Bitcoin Cash or Dash or a whole variety of them there. You can buy it there. You can show where you can spend it, so places like Save at Purse. .com, and you can also read the latest news or engage with the community in their forum. Everything you need to know is available there for you at Bitcoin.com. They even have free Bitcoin Cash available to you at free.bitcoin.com. And interestingly, they're rolling out here come June the 4th, local.bitcoin.com, where you can engage with people in your community to sell and buy Bitcoin Cash right there in your community.
I like that localbitcoin.com.
It's exciting news. There's no doubt about that. So, Angie, we're going on with this story. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. This Lopez guy says, well, what if my wife dies or we get a divorce and I need to be able to have children with the next woman, the younger woman?
Well, they go on and they get his wife's opinion.
Yeah.
His wife is a little bit older.
Yep.
She's 38, and she said she laughed when she and her husband first discussed these hypothetical scenarios. But even so, she understands where he's coming from. Not all couples do make it, she said. Life does go on, and should a spouse die, you should have that option. Their children, a 7- and 4-year-old set of twins, were conceived via vitro fertilization, and her chances of getting pregnant without assistance are so low that neither of them uses birth control. So she isn't pressing the issue.
It doesn't sound like it's the biggest issue for them.
Right.
But, yeah.
But someone that's like fertile myrtle like myself, it's a huge issue.
Sure.
I can look at a guy the wrong way and I'm like, oh, you're pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
It
doesn't happen that way, just so you know.
Yeah, well, it might as well. A couple of times I've said to him, well, you know, you could get a vasectomy and take care of that. so there would be no worries. And he says, no, 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 I'm not doing that. You can go and get your tubes tied. But I wouldn't want to do that either, especially because I feel like I went through enough in conceiving our children in the first place.
Yeah, the way I see that, it's something internally rears up in me from an emotional standpoint. I'm like, I would want to protect my wife from an operation. So operations, like this is an invasive operation going through your, muscle walls and stuff like that to do a tubal ligation. I wouldn't want that unless she was already doing a C-section.
Sure.
And I don't know what percentage of tubal ligations are done while the C-section's going on, but I imagine a pretty good percentage of them are. But if it's the difference between me choosing to have a pretty cheap, pretty simple operation where I'm recovered in 4 days and her doing a tubal ligation, she has to go under anesthetic, and mm-hmm. that's what scares me.
Yep.
So it's one thing to take, I think in my case it was a Vicodin, or a half of Vicodin, by the way. It wasn't even the full thing. They weren't sure whether they wanted to give me the whole thing, and they didn't, and whatever. So no, definitely I wouldn't want to do the, putting her under thing.
So what would be the worst case scenario with a vasectomy? You end up being neutered? And we know the worst case scenario with, getting the tubes tied is death.
The worst case scenario for a vasectomy is an infection that requires some, lopping off of parts that are, would be unfortunate.
That could be pretty bad.
I would rather be a gelding than my wife be dead.
That's how I feel.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. I'd rather take the risk, what I consider to be a small risk, rather than her taking a larger risk.
And a gelding is neutered horse, for those who didn't catch that out there.
I think almost everybody knows that one. But as a horse guy, you don't know who knows that term and who doesn't.
Well, there's a lot of horse terms people use every day, and they don't even know it's a horse term, actually.
Yep.
Please go on.
Studies have shown that men who receive vasectomies in the United States are particularly white, non-Hispanic, and live in the north, central, and western regions of the country. They also tend to have private insurance.
I did not.
Vasectomy is covered either partially or in full under most insurance plans.
Oh, okay.
But the procedure may require a referral from a primary care provider. Without insurance, the price is usually about $1,000. Not too bad.
Right, you can choose to get it done on your own, but I can see why, if your insurance would pay for it, that you would do that too.
Absolutely.
If you've got insurance, then you're already halfway there. You're over the $1,000 price tag.
Vasectomy reversals, however, are not covered by insurance, and the procedure is cumbersome and expensive.
Yeah, it's just not likely. I mean, if you
that
didn't
want to have it reversed,
right.
That's not likely.
Right. It's not likely you're going to want to have it reversed. I have not for one moment, not one moment.
Now, what happens, something happens and your wife dies and you meet some 30-year-old woman and she says, Mark.
Can we move that down a little bit?
25.
Okay.
Let's do 25.
All right.
And she says, Mark, I love you, but I want to have kids one day. I'm young. Was it something you would consider?
If I could get a 25-year-old woman, then I can get two.
Okay.
Right? I don't need to worry about her. Here's what you do. You say, well, let me think about it for a year. And as you think about it for that, you don't actually say that, right? Like, I'm talking about, let's keep this in the back of our mind. And, I'm on the fence about this. You hem and haw, as it were. Waste your time for a few months and then move on, I think would be the way to go about that. I'm not actually suggesting this, but I'm kind of suggesting this. you know what I mean by waste your time, right, Jay?
No, I've had my time wasted a lot, but I guess I kind of understand what
all
you're
I'm saying
about.
is that you can take a certain amount of time to think about it.
Sure.
When somebody addresses the notion, and you can always say, look, it is possible for me to undo this. For, I guess, $10,000 or thereabouts, you can undo a vasectomy. So, both of those things are options.
And maybe she's willing to pay for it, who knows.
But if you can get one 25-year-old, you can get two.
Okay.
You can get the next one, or the next one, or the next one.
By contrast, the Affordable Care Act required insurance companies to cover over 18 types of contraception used by women, including sterilization surgery, and no copayment is required. Aside from the cost, getting a vasectomy often requires multiple visits to the doctor, first to establish consent, then to have the surgery, and later to figure out when the sperm has been purged from the ejaculate. The entire process can take about 3 months or more.
I'm not sure I actually dropped my own specimen off at the vasectomy office.
You just said, here, take this.
Yeah. I think my wife took it in. Well, you know, we lived out of town. It was 10 miles into town, and, you know, why would I go? I work from home.
Yeah.
If she's going in every day to do something in town, God knows what, shopping or, you know, whatever. The things that are important to her, and by shopping, I mean grocery shopping.
So they're important to you.
Yeah. Well, they're important to me, too. It's just that I'm not going in.
Right.
I've got things to do. So she, she probably took it in and dropped it off. So that one particular visit didn't need me.
Dr. Cotter, a fellow physician for reproductive health who practices in the Seattle area, estimated that after the initial consultation, 20 to 30% of his patients end up either changing their minds or simply not showing up for the procedure.
I did consider the initial consultation kind of important. Like, I'm going to, you know, I want to shake hands with this guy. Does he have cold hands? he's going to be handling the boys, right? You know, I want to know.
I think part of the fears around vasectomy is that it's so permanent, Dr. Cotter said, adding that some men worry about losing.
Life is not.
No, exactly.
This sounds like an anti-vasectomy smear. I mean, you know, like this guy's got a problem with it.
No, they're repeating what they hear from men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They say that some of them worry losing some of their virility and their ability to enjoy sex.
Well, my concern was Jay, you know what happens when you neuter a horse or neuter a dog?
Yeah, I was just going to say there was a Family Guy episode about the dog. I figured out the dog's name.
And Brian.
And the dog gets neutered. And he's like, oh, I just can't stop eating chocolate. The dog's like getting fatter. He's like,
yeah.
And the other guy, hey, want to go out and play catch? No, I'm going to watch TV and eat chocolate.
They should not let a dog talk about eating chocolate. it's bad for dogs, ladies and gentlemen, not for your dog's chocolate. They get pudgier and they get slower and they sleep more and things like that. That's not what occurred for me.
You're not removing the organ that produces the testosterone.
No.
You just...
The hormone-producing organ is there. It just doesn't have this little tube that's attached. That's not how the hormones get to your body. That's how the sperm get released into the semen. And, well, the semen's produced in part, whatever. We don't need the whole rigmarole as far as it goes, but, yeah, everything's fine there. Ask my wife. It didn't slow anything down. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.